This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Talked earlier about diversity, equity, and inclusion, and I'm happy to report that we hit all the parameters of DEI on this radio program. I can't see you folks, but here's what I know. You're diverse, you're equitable, and you're inclusive. And that's why we love each other. We love you. And I believe that you love us. Welcome. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Folks, if you have money in the bank, you lost under Joe Biden. Your cash has lost value, and it's going to continue to do so because Biden has no solution. High interest rates, giveaway programs that de-incentivize people from working. Even if you have a job or want a job, Bidenflation is eating away at your income like a vicious bacteria, and there is no end in sight. But even during the time of Joe Biden, one of the worst periods in the country, gold grew at 16%. Under Donald Trump, it grew at 54%. Under baby black Jesus, it grew at 36%. That's right. So gold is a good investment. In fact, they say that it could get as high as $3,000 an ounce. It's over $2,200 now. I don't know exactly, but it's around that time. So I would challenge you to visit KJGoldNow.com and check out Genesis Gold Group. They've got a free information that you can get signed up, KJGoldNow.com, and you're going to find out that gold is a great investment. I told you guys, I got paid in gold when I did my gold, had my gold vendor before. Sadly, he passed away, and it's really a shame because we were such good friends too. But and I didn't have a gold group for a long time. Genesis wouldn't let me, my radio station wouldn't let me have one. And then, ironically, I get Genesis Gold Group. So again, KJGoldNow.com for more information, and I hope you check it out. So what are we talking about? We're talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, which of course is a euphemism for we want mediocrity in our company. And people are starting to realize that is a terrible way to go. And so the University of Texas at Austin announced that it is shutting down its diversity, equity, and inclusion division, sending DEI deans back to, you ready? You ready for this? This is going to be a shocker. Full-time teaching and eliminating some DEI positions altogether. Programs and activities within the Division of Campus and Community Engagement, they call it the DCCE, will be discontinued as a result of passage of Senate Bill 17. I believe the Senate Bill 17, let's see, it passed in April of 2023 and it required state universities to close their DEI offices. It also bans mandatory diversity training and restricts companies from asking candidates to pledge their commitment to diversity as a condition of employment. Do you know who helped to do that? Actually wrote the legislation for it? The Goldwater Group. The Goldwater Institute in Phoenix, Arizona. The landmark decision was made in Texas, and the University of Texas scuttled its program based on Arizona's people. I'm proud of that. I work with Goldwater. They said additional funding used to support DEI across campus prior to SB 17's effective date will be redeployed. You ready for this? To support teaching and research. I know. Shocker. A university is actually going to take its money out of nonsense and put it back into research and teaching. Wow. Unbelievable that we even were at this point. They said as part of the relocation, associate or assistant deans who were formerly focused on DEI will return to their full-time faculty positions. These people were not teaching, but were instead focused on spreading the cancer of DEI. The positions that provided support for those associate and assistant deans and a small number of staff roles across campus that were formerly focused on DEI will no longer be funded. Your tax dollars won't go to this nonsense. They go on to write this. Texas is one of a handful of Republican-dominated states, such as Florida, that have enacted laws to reduce or eliminate funding to academic DEI departments. The college's collapsing its DEI operation comes amid finance professor Richard Lowry's suing the school. Lowry accused the school of retaliating against him for publicly opposing DEI. He had made many objections to DEI and suggested that administrators exploit their positions for their children's admission. He was saying they're using this to get kids into school that don't deserve to be here, and that is not what an institution of higher learning is. It is meant to promote the best minds of your society. And I hate to tell you, if you don't have the best mind, choose something else. Go find what you're good at. Several university administrators and the university president, Jay Hartzell, responded with a campaign to silence the professor, which included threatening his job, salary, professional affiliations, and research opportunities, is what Lowry alleged in his lawsuit. You believe him? Because I certainly do. Lowry first came under scrutiny after he called out UT's expansive DEI bureaucracy, which costs $13 million annually in salaries alone. When I chronicled this at the University of Michigan about 8 years ago, they were spending roughly $10 million a year on 93 positions. I said it before, for DEI. And you have to ask yourself, for what? It gained them nothing. So $13 million in salaries alone. The UT Austin Faculty Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Strategic Plan requires that, quote, all members of the faculty search committees must participate in diverse hiring training and invest $3 million over 4 years to support, quote, recruitment and hiring of faculty contributing to DEI. Lowry and Hartzell had sparred in the past, they said, on the design and implementation of these policies. And in an October 2021 faculty meeting, Lowry questioned Hartzell about the university's DEI hiring protocol, the meaning of inclusive, the definition of diversity skills. And this is why he was targeted. Let me tell you, so far only a few states are adopting this. I want you to imagine a world where we get every state to do this, and we stop paying for this nonsense, and colleges actually go back to teaching, and we stop promoting racism and sexism and all the other isms that come out of universities. We'll be back, folks. I got a great show for you today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills, so now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The left has some serious problems, folks. How do you rationalize leftism? I mean, think about it. Take anything you want, rationalize leftism, rationalize border, rationalize crime, rationalize higher taxes, particularly for what you get. This, please. Somebody help me. Somebody help a brother. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Pedophilia comes to mind. How do you rationalize that? I don't know about you. When I see little kids, I don't think, ooh, you know, I don't have any lecherous thoughts. I go to pick my son up at high school because we only have one car. I go pick him up. I see all the little, you know, 18, 17, 18-year-old girls over. You know what they look like to me? Little kids. They look like little children. I don't think, woo, look at that. And even if they are hot, I mean, I'm talking about 18-year-olds smoking hot could go to Hooters and work. I still just think, young girls, wow. You know, whole lives ahead of them, blah, blah, blah. I don't think, boy, I tell you what, I'd love to get me one of them right there. I just think they're beautiful girls. I think they are so, who are the young men who will get to date these outstanding young women. That's what I think. And vice versa. And for those who, you know, are of the other ilk, I don't think of some dude and see him and go, ooh, that's a fine chunk of meat right there, baby. I just go, man, that's a good-looking dude. He's going, you know, good life ahead of it. Probably, you know, married a prom queen. Who knows? These people, that's, I'm telling you, I think of leftism, I think of the worst part of mankind. The worst part of your soul. What about their acceptance of crime? They love criminals, don't they? They honor criminals. They build statues to criminals. George Floyd, really? Michael Brown Jr., seriously? Come on, man. We got some pretty stellar black folks in the world. I don't think I would be bronzing those two. Oh, goodness. Kevin Jackson here, just breaking it down for you, giving you some food for thought. Sounded all Prince on you there. Hee-hee. Remember when I discussed Diddy not too long ago? The rapper, the mogul, the billionaire mogul that is putting his name on vodka labels and all kinds of stuff. People are going to him going, please put your face and your name on here, you serial rapist and murderer, you gangster. I'm telling you, boy, I have misspent my youth living it right. Y'all don't even know how bad of a gangster I would be. I'm telling you right now, I would be running stuff. And I'd go out and get all kinds of deals. I would force you to give me deals. I would hold people over my balcony at the 34th, 50th floor, higher, the highest floor. Hold them by their ankles and say, you sign that contract or else. I have guns in people's mouth. I would be a really good gangster, which would be bad for you. But I'm a good guy. And good guys finish last when it comes to, you know, getting the old bounty that's out there for you. But Diddy, he's a billionaire. People, you, white folks, you would run over each other in their SUVs to get to his parties. And this is a dude that is a bona fide serial rapist. Blew up a boyfriend's car of one of his exes. Told her he was going to do it. And there are white folks out there, judges, that go, well, I mean, that's just Diddy being Diddy. Just like they say, that's just Biden being Biden. That's just Hunter being Hunter. That's just Hillary being Hillary. That's just Barack being Barack. That's just leftism being leftism. This Negro got BET awards. He got Grammys and all kinds of accolades. He got keys to the city from New York's governor. I mean, a mayor. And meanwhile, some black dude is helping widows and orphans. You're never going to know his name. What was that old so-and-so? He used to help all the widows and orphans. What's his? It'll come to me. Man, I just think Melissa and I have gotten over 1,000 children, their forever families. You think they're going to build a statue to this Negro and his white wife? Shoot. They're going to be talking smack. We glad we traded him. Mm-hmm. Got himself a white girl. Yeah, but they won't say nothing about Usher's white girl or John Legend's white girl or whatever Christy Teigen is, or that crazy girl. The point is, they will always find something to criticize on me. Why? Because I'm a conservative. You know, I'm a MAGA hat wearing Trump supporter. I won't kowtow to the party line of the Democrats. Let me give you a few headlines to drive home the point that leftists are crazy. Here's one. California schools forced to compete with fast food industry for workers after minimum wage hike. What? They hiked the minimum wage and they're wondering why people are bolting from certain jobs? Here's a little bit more about it. Most fast food workers in California will be paid at least $20 an hour with this new law. Let me break that down for you. That means a fast food worker makes $40,000 a year. There are careers that you will go to college for that you don't make $40,000 a year. Do you know what just happened to the fast food industry? They just robotized it. Because let me tell you, you got to put up with all the grief and stuff at fast food. Watch for it. It's going to be, you're going to go to your McDonald's. It's going to pick up your order, please. or they're going to have kiosk where you go, you enter the code, you pick up your order. It's coming. You can't do this. You cannot take low-paying jobs, force them to make you pay higher, and think these businesses are going to survive. People are already talking about they got to raise prices. What do you think the cost of living is going to be in California now that this kicked in? Let me give you my little California story. So we were in California, my family, Melissa Collier and I, and Melissa goes, I'm going to go get some hamburgers. What do you guys want? I said, just a burger, fries, and a Coke. So she goes, she comes back. He's got three burgers, three fries, and three Cokes. And she said, I'm not going back to that place again. And it was a place that she used to go to as a child. I said, why not? She said, do you want to know how much these hamburgers cost? I said, yeah, I certainly do now. You know, so I can start going to figure out where I'm going to donate blood. She said, $78. I said, you're kidding. I got to see the receipt. I said, did you get something special? Did you get a shake and not tell me? Do fries go with your shake, girl? She goes, I got three hamburgers, three French fries, and three drinks. What would be considered specials, you know, where they bundle them. Now, I don't know where you shop for, but here in where I live in Arizona, at the worst place I could go to, three burgers, fries, and shakes. I'm not the worst, but the average place, a Whataburger, for example, I could get out of there for $30. All right, in and out. $78. This was before the $20 per hour minimum. I'm going to bet you, if I went back to that same place now that this has been implemented, it would be $102 or something crazy. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Northeast was rocked by a 4.8 magnitude earthquake centered in Lebanon, New Jersey. New York Governor Kathy Hochul addresses the press about the quake and discusses what New Yorkers can do to remain safe.
Inspect your home for damage. Check walls, floors, doors, windows, staircases. And if you see any damage at all, you may need to relocate while the event is going on. Again, check your own gas lines and water lines to make sure that your family is safe.
The FDNY has no reports of damage. The monthly jobs report is surpassing expectations. The Labor Department reporting the economy added 303,000 jobs in March, exceeding the 200,000 most analysts had projected. The unemployment rate saw little change, coming in at 3.8%. Powerball fever continues, with Saturday night's drawing set for an estimated $1.23 billion. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftism is whack. Cray cray. Allow me to translate for my audience who does not speak Ebonics. Leftism is crazy.
Doofus. Dup. Moonbat. Libtard. All languages you can learn today with the new Liberal Language Learning Series from Rosetta Stone. Finally, you can learn to understand the words that liberals say and what those words mean. For example, when a liberal says,
"And today I just introduced legislation that would make public colleges and universities tuition free."
This is what it means.
Give us your money.
With Rosetta Stone, you'll hear,
3 years ago, a bipartisan common sense bill for common sense reform. Common sense reforms like background checks, that's just common sense.
And you'll know that they want you to
give us your guns.
Liberal talk. Learn it with Rosetta Stone.
Leftists are indeed crazy. The MTA, that's the, I think it's the Metro Transit Authority or something like that of New York. You don't love this. They have demanded that the New York City Marathon cough up $750,000 in tolls for crossing the Verrazano Bridge. So, something that brings lots of recognition to New York. It was built on taxpayer money. And because they host the New York City Marathon and the runners run across the bridge, they want a toll. Pay the toll. That reminds me of the basketball tennis, what they call the tennis shoe tax in Chicago. True story. I should have Charles come on and talk about it. Charles used to live in Chicago. He lives in New York now. He only moved there because of his wife's job. But here's the point. So in Chicago, they wanted to build a new facility for these kids, latchkey kids. And somebody came up with the bright idea to charge a sneaker tax. I think we talked about that. I know we talked about it before at the time, but I probably mentioned it before. But it just goes to show you how crazy these people are. A sneaker tax. Who's going to pay the sneaker tax? The kids buying the sneakers. Speaking of sneakers, get your commemorative Trump nickname sneakers at my shop, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I promise you, these things are a conversation starter. I wear them. I don't necessarily know how good they are. I haven't taken them out in bad weather or anything. Mine are still relatively pristine. But I'm going to get another pair just to keep, just to have this conversation pieces, or to give as presents. Think about that. You give a pair of sneakers to some kid that's a Trump supporter, man, he'll love you forever. I'm not telling you to make them your number one sneakers for hooping it, but because they do okay. They got rubber on the bottom. They remind me of Converses. But they have Trump's mugshot with all the nicknames he's given to people over the years. But anyway, it was a sneaker tax. I want to go back to this, though, the wacky, crazy world of leftism, because we were talking about it before. And I've asked you many times on this very program, give me something that works for leftism. I granted, I'll give you that they have some idea that you go, okay, well, it makes sense. The idea itself, the concept, is good. The problem is the construct is bad. How they implement. Biden's State Department just appointed a new DEI chief intent on dismantling, you ready, traditional systems. Now, what does that mean? See, I don't know. I get it that there's a system in place, and it's been run by white men for a long time. But see, the system isn't broken. The people are broken. If white men have been abusing the system, that doesn't have anything to do with the system. It has to do with who's in power. So now what they want to do is they want to put black people in power. You think because they're going to fix the system, they're going to make it right? Or do you think they're going to say, no, no, no. You've been taking advantage of this system for so long, white people. We're going to take advantage of it now. See, that's what they're going to do. They're not going to say, now we've got a system and we're going to make it fair for all. That's the difference with the difference between conservative blacks and leftist blacks is if I take over a system, I'm not going to make it, oh, I'm going to tilt this in the favor of black people because we've been getting taken advantage of. No, I'm going to say the system is now equal to all. Come all, come ye, come what may. Now, if there was some institutional system based in it, let's say, for example, back in the day where black people couldn't get educated, and you say you have to have a high school education, and you know black people don't have a high school education at the time, I would say that's waived. Other than that, if you can do the job, you can do the job. You get what I'm saying? That's the way you look at a system and fix it. The system has been repaired. For the most part, don't misunderstand me, folks. There is a bigger system that none of us are going to be privy to. Not unless you're born a billionaire, a blue blood, and you are willing to be part of the system. You don't get inside the inner sanctum. But and trust me, they're the people pulling the strings. But in your day-to-day life, you want the system to be somewhat fair. You want a cop to pull you over and give you a ticket because you deserve the ticket. Not because you're black or white or gay or straight or whatever. You want a job interview to go because of your credentials, not because of your diversity and all that. In this new system, Joe Biden's putting in a person that wants to tear down the system. New DEI chief. While everybody else is going away, corporations are going away from ESG, which is essentially a new acronym for DEI. BlackRock got $8 billion pulled from it from Texas because Texas said, we're not going to support you because you want to keep implementing ESG. That is counterproductive to capitalism, which runs the country, by the way. So all these companies are pulling away from it. I've been talking about it earlier that the universities are pulling away from it. States are mandating you got to move away from it, etc. Some companies get it and say it's not part of our corporate charter. We need to move away from it anyway. And Joe Biden puts in a new person. Anyway, I'm going to move on. We're part of NATO, right? Right now, the reason why I'm bringing this up is I'm bringing up the craziness of leftism. I want you to understand how wacky things have gotten and why we have to fight. And sadly, we get up every day and there's something new facing us. So here's the newest one that you're going to love. Donald Trump said to NATO, pay your bills. The Democrats said, how dare he? He's antagonizing our partners. And Donald Trump said, that's not a partner. If you're not paying your bills for NATO, you're relying on America to do all the heavy lifting. We're not doing that anymore. And instead of coming to his aid, they attacked the man. So now what is NATO doing? The NATO ministers have discussed Trump-proofing $100 billion of military fund for Ukraine. Now, before I go into the rest of it, let me ask you this. Where do you think the bulk of that $100 million will come from? If you guess the United States, well, you'd be right. So, NATO wants to Trump-proof $100 billion to go fight Ukraine's war. And they want to make sure that the United States citizens, taxpayers, are on the hook for it. I don't know how Congress could even do this. I know Biden certainly doesn't have the power, though he'll give it to himself because he's a dictator. But how can you do that? What they're saying is, if Trump is elected, they want to make it impossible for him to veto this in any way. They want to make it impossible for Congress to represent the people of the United States if NATO says they want that money. Now, this is the same group that doesn't want to pay its bills. But it wants to mandate to us, the U.S. taxpayers, by way of Donald Trump, that in the event he wins, you're still going to pay this tab. Now, do you think these ministers got together and said, you know what, guys? We haven't been paying our dues for a long time. We've been relying on the United States. That's not fair. Let's make sure that before we put any pressure on the United States, we're all caught up. You think they did that? My producers are looking at me. I don't think they did that. I don't think they care about their money in terms of if it's being used correctly. I think the only thing they care about is fleecing us. And what bugs me the most about this is the Democrats are all too happy to oblige them. It will not surprise anybody listening to me right now to find out that that is exactly what the Congress is going to do. There are people in Congress saying, we will kowtow to NATO. Forget the U.S. citizen. Forget what they may or may not want. We will listen to NATO because we believe this war in Ukraine is in the best interest of the United States. It may be, but it's only because of our military-industrial complex. It's only because they want Raytheon or General Dynamics or somebody to sell more parts, Boeing. It won't be because of the citizens. It'll be because somebody says, Boeing's in my district or Lockheed's in my district or whatever. That's it. It'll be because they want to make more missiles and keep feeding this war machine. Because God forbid the world actually leveraged the UN for what it was chartered to do, which is to create peace in the world. Where's the UN when NATO says, we're going to mandate that this war continues? Where's the UN in saying, hey, from last time I heard, Zelensky wants to talk to Russia about potentially a ceasefire or whatever?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The CSN reporter talked about Joe Biden being scripted. Couldn't go off the script, couldn't say anything, had exactly what to say. He knew exactly what he was going to say. And she found the interview unnerving a bit. She's like, I've never done this. I've never had that done. Generally speaking, you just, you know, it's very, hey, how you doing, Mr. President? Yeah, how are you? You know, it's off the cuff. It's collegial, the whole deal. You're talking about sports, for goodness sakes. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I may have some brain maladies, but dementia ain't one of them. Wow. I mean, think of the level of orchestration that they have for Joe Biden when that is the level that they get. That's the level of minutia they go to make sure that he doesn't make a mistake. I mean, that's scary. Play the clip.
Here, as we get set for
A wonderful day in sports.
Happy to be.
Opening day for America's national pastime.
This is about 2 months after he took office. That was an interesting experience in its own right because it was so structured and I was told, you will say every word that we write out. You will not deviate from the script and go to the word. Like every single question was scripted, gone over dozens of times by many executives, editors and executives. Absolutely. I was on script and was told not to deviate. It was very much, this is what you will ask. This is how you will say it. No follow-ups. Next. I knew that this was a lot bigger than just the wonderful editors that I worked with. This went up to the fourth floor, as we said, where all the bosses, the top executives, the decision makers are, the president of our company, the CEO, where they all.
Guess we didn't get the rest of that. Who needs to be fired? Where's the rest of that clip? The CEOs. So it went up to the top. Everybody at the top of ESPN / Disney said, don't make Joe Biden look bad. Oh, my goodness. So let's go to this one. Here's Joe Biden talking about, by the way, they said he overslept for an interview. Let's play that first, and then we'll go into this other thing about him being Puerto Rican. I didn't know Joe Biden was Puerto Rican. He's a Boricua. Who knew that Joe Biden understands the Puerto Rican's condition? But let's play this clip first because they said they could tell that he overslept. He overslept for a meeting he was supposed to have with Bernie Sanders. Who cares? Bernie Sanders was the two-time should-have-been Democrat nominee that got passed over twice. And so why do you have to spend any time with him? Why does Joe Biden have to show him any type of, you know, I'll show up on time for him? No. Joe Biden says, I'll show up when I show up. And Bernie, you better be there. Here's Jesse Waters talking about it.
Today, Biden overslept and was late to an 11 o'clock speech. He didn't show up until an hour later. And if you look closely, you can see the CPAP creases on his face. He wears a machine around his noggin to keep him breathing at night. He has sleep apnea. And if he has a creasy face at noon, he just got out of bed. He kept Bernie Sanders waiting an hour. That's either a power move by Biden or that's just sleepy. The president didn't fly home from a West Coast campaign stop last night late. Yesterday, the president did nothing. He had a phone call. That's it.
That's it, Jesse Waters. That's a busy day for Joe Biden. He made a phone call. You remember that movie with Will Smith and Gene Hackman? He says, why'd you have to blow up the building? He says, because you made a phone call. Biden made a very important phone call. That's a busy day for that dude. Shoot. He had to think. What is it? It's a phone, Mr. President. Oh, the phone. That's right. That's right. And who is it? It's the president. It's your boss, President Xi. Oh, I got to take that. Yeah, I could come up with some funny stuff for that. Jesse Waters said you could see the lines on his face. They couldn't cover it up with that makeup that they pancake onto that old clown's face. Or give him a shot of Botox to loosen it up or something. you could honestly see it, though. The straps going across his face. And to Waters' point, if they, you know, like, massage his cheeks for an hour, you'd think that they could make those go away. But he was like, I don't care. I'm just going to see Bernie Sanders. There ain't nobody. Couldn't cover it up with makeup. Yeah, anyway, here's Joe Biden, and he's talking about being Puerto Rican. We have two cuts to play. One that's recent, and then one where they do a compare, a before and after, okay? So the other one, you'll have to listen when it's before and after. You'll be able to tell. But here's the first one where Joe Biden talks about, you know, understanding the Puerto Ricans.
And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically. And so we came here for a long time, both for business and pleasure, since you're part of the Third Circuit Court of Appeals and Delaware as well. And I was chairman of the Judiciary Committee. I spent a lot of time in the northern part of the state.
I absolutely love picking apart Joe Biden's lies. First of all, it's not in the Third Circuit. And we talked about this the other day. It's not in the Third Circuit, number one. And number two, Joe Biden has nothing to do with the courts. Nothing. He's not a practicing attorney. None. So his idea is, I visited Puerto Rico when I was a kid. But the basic part of it is a lie. I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. And now here's Joe Biden telling the truth about the Puerto Rican, his understanding of the Puerto Rican community, and then lying again about it.
Most of us, all of us, are a product of our background and our culture. Matter of fact, you and I had a discussion. I asked for your help. I did not grow up in an area or community where there were large Hispanic or even small Hispanic populations. I mean, it was just non-existent. Exposure and education are important. It wasn't until 3 years ago I realized the extent to which Hispanic Americans have been simply the victims of prejudice in the most extreme way, as extreme as any black American in this country.
I come from a little state, the little state of Delaware. It's not like the congresswoman from New York. She's from a big state. But we have a very, in relative terms, large Puerto Rican population in Delaware, relative to our population. We have the eighth largest black population in the country, and between all minorities, we have 20% of our state is minority. And so I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
So there you go. And let me tell you how you know when Joe Biden's lying. I mean, aside from his mouth is moving, but the other hints that essentially solidify it. He likes quoting stats. You know, Puerto Rican community is 29% and this and that. It's stats they feed him, and it bolsters his lie. Joe Biden doesn't know jack about any Latino group. He knows nothing. He couldn't fill a thimble with it. And yet, every time he speaks, by the way, when he's talking to that, I'm going to give you a quiz. Where do you think Joe Biden was? Was he in the Philippines? Was he in Puerto Rico, or was he in Guam when he made that speech about growing up Puerto Rican, sorta Puerto Rican? In other words, he drove by a Puerto Rican one day, so he's sorta Puerto Rican. Where do you think he was when he was doing that pander? I'll give you. Do you need a guess? Because if you guessed he was in Puerto Rico, you'd be right. Everywhere Joe Biden goes, his ability to relate is based on the lie that he tells about how close he was to those people. I tell you what, I grew up black. There's nobody that knows black people better than I do, because I grew up there. I grew up black. I drove by 15 black people one time. Black people made me a sandwich. I know how black people eat. I know how black people do this, because I saw a black person once. I mean, it's so ridiculous. To me, it's almost to the level of Blasey Ford explaining the hippocampus while she was supposedly being sexually assaulted by multiple guys multiple times at an event that she went to voluntarily. She wasn't driven there. She, you know, wasn't drugged and woke up there. She wasn't a sex slave hiding in a basement. No, she went every time, supposedly. This is the nonsense that we deal with.
President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy. And the reason for that is President Biden is the first candidate in history, the first president in history, that has used the federal agencies to censor political speech, so to censor his opponent. I can say that because I just won a case in the Federal Court of Appeals and now before the Supreme Court. It shows that he started censoring not just me. 37 hours after he took the oath of office, he was censoring me. No president in the country has ever done that. The greatest threat to democracy is not somebody who questions election returns, but a president of the United States who used the power of his office to force the social media companies, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, to open a portal and give access to that portal to the FBI.
Strong words coming from McKinney.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.